Sauk County officials accused the U.S. Department of the Interior of withholding access to public records. The county wants to know what the Ho-Chunk is planning to do with 600 acres that the tribe wants to put in a land trust. If the trust status is approved, the Ho-Chunk would not have to pay property taxes on those acres. Right now, Sauk County collects about $700,000 in property taxes from that land every year. Sauk County Board Chair Marty Krieger says Ho-Chunk President John Greendeer hasn't shared a lot of details. He says the documents would help the board to evaluate the tribe's plans.
In order for us to be in favor of something as well as against something, we have to know what's being presented.
The intention, according to Greendeer, is to create jobs. As for specifics, Greendeer says he's keeping them close to his chest for now.
Historically, Sauk County has run opposition to our applications for different reasons. The most recent is, what is kind of the centerpiece of today, is the FOIA request, or the Freedom of Information Act, that the Sauk County Board has sought.
Several attempts to contact the U.S. Department of the Interior for comment were unsuccessful. The Ho-Chunk isn't the only Wisconsin tribe to have run into problems when trying to put land into trust. In the 1980s, the Menominee and Stockbridge tribes wanted to put Shawnee County land into a trust. A local township tried to stop the action, but the tribes prevailed. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.